welcome to Matt Catling's Belief Buster Process. This program is designed for personal development purposes only and is in no way a substitute for therapy or the work with a licensed medical practitioner. This CD should only be used in a safe, relaxed place, never while driving or operating machinery. Now I would like to introduce Matt Catling, Australia's leading expert in rapid change technologies.
Hi, this is Matt Catling, and I'm really excited to be able to share with you the Belief System Buster process. This process is designed to release and get rid of limiting decisions and negative belief systems. Now, I'd like you to think about it. The quality of the decisions that you've made up to this date has determined the quality of your life. Now, more often than not, these decisions control our lives, and the scary thing is that majority of the decisions are often created unconsciously. Often we make a decision in our childhood that plays out throughout our life. The question is, how do we get to the root cause of the negative decisions and let go and release the decision forever, so we are driven for success and achievement? The answer is the belief system buster process. So what is a limiting decision and a negative belief system? A limiting decision is a limiting statement about yourself that holds you back in some way. Statements like, I'm not good enough, there's not enough money, I'm not smart enough. All of these types of statements would be considered as limiting. Anything that prevents you from stepping up and achieving your full potential, I would categorize as a limiting decision. You can also think of a limiting decision as being a limiting belief. Often, a limiting decision will precede a limiting belief. Think of it this way. You first must decide to entertain that belief. Then what often happens is that you take action. Now, based on the results that you get from that action, that would determine whether it becomes a belief system. Now, think of it this way. Say you decide that I'm not smart enough. And then what happens? You take some action and you start to filter out all the reasons that prove that you're not smart enough. And before long, you have a congruent belief system that I'm not smart enough. And that actually heads you in that direction. And so throughout your life at that point, you're only picking up the reasons why you're not smart enough versus the reasons that are absolutely there that prove the opposite. So once we have a really congruent belief system, it's like a filter. It filters our reality and we head in that direction. And that's why this process is so powerful. Once we release this decision, we have the opportunity to look at the world in a different way. And what that means is that we start to move in a different direction. So a limiting decision, as I said, often precedes a belief system. So the key is to get to the root cause of the limiting decision, release the limiting decision, and then what happens is it releases not only the decision, but the belief system as well. Now, the fastest way to determine a limiting decision is to look at your current results. Look at the current results that you're getting. Think of your finances. To be earning the amount you're currently earning, you must have a belief system underlying it that supports that level of income or lack of money. Think of your health. What must you believe to be getting the current results around your health at the moment? What decisions must you have made? The same applies to every area of your life, your relationships, your spirituality. What must have you decided to be getting the current results that you're experiencing? Have you decided that you need to be stressed out? Have you decided that you don't have enough time? What are the decisions that are currently controlling your life right now? First thing to know when releasing decisions or belief systems is that a problem well stated is a problem half solved. So whatever you want to release, you need to be specific. It needs to be well stated so you can really nail it down in a statement that makes total sense to you. And you're 50% there once you've done this. So as you go through the process, it would be a good idea to maybe pause the CD and write down a list of negative belief systems or limiting decisions that you would like to work on. Now, we are only going to be working on one limiting decision or belief system at a time. So when you do the process, pick one decision or belief system that you would like to get rid of, release the decision, and then replay the process again. While you're doing the process, keep the limiting decision or belief system in mind that you would like to remove. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about the process to give you kind of an overview or a basic understanding of the process that we're going to use. So the first thing to do is to keep the limiting decision or negative belief system in mind and get connected to it. Notice the feelings. Get conscious of the location of those feelings in your body. What exact part of your body can you feel that limiting decision or negative belief system in? And you may notice some pictures or sounds. Get connected to the pictures, get connected to the sounds. As you connect to this, imagine lighting it up, lighting up your neurology. Just like lighting up a Christmas tree. It's like turning that switch on, the lights go on. As you light up the neural connections internally of this limiting decision or belief system. Now, you've probably noticed this limiting decision before or belief system, but this time you're really going to get connected to it. You're really going to be conscious of the locations, the feelings. You're really going to get specific of this. Once you're connected to the negative decision or belief system, we're going to do kind of like a time traveling process. And so just think of your unconscious mind as your time machine. All that you need to do is give it the right information, the right coordinates, and then it will take you back to wherever you want. And so we're going to ask your unconscious mind to take you back to the root cause of the event, the first event, which when disconnected, that will release the decision and the problem. And as you ask your unconscious mind this question, what you're going to do is trust the information that bubbles up to the surface. You're going to step outside your comfort zone and just entertain it. Imagine that this was the truth. And by the way, the solution to your problems is your imagination. Einstein once said, the key is the imagination. In fact, your imagination is more important than knowledge. So the key to this process is utilizing your imagination. Having fun with this, it's like a game, like a five-year-old child that imagines that they can do anything and they trust their unconscious mind. They trust this creative part of themselves. Really going back to a five-year-old type of state where you're trusting everything that's coming up. You're paying attention. See, the key to this is developing rapport with your unconscious mind. Often when you're not following through on certain behaviors that you want, or often when you're not doing what you want, it comes down to a lack of rapport with your unconscious mind. Think of it like this. You're the captain. Your conscious mind is the captain. And your unconscious mind is the crew. Now, if the captain is communicating with the crew, what's going to happen is the captain's going to be able to give the crew a command and the crew is going to follow through with congruency. If the captain's not communicating with the crew, the captain's going to give the crew a command and the crew is going to do the exact opposite. And that's often what it's like. Often we're going through our life, we give ourselves a command, and we do the exact opposite. And so the key is developing rapport with your unconscious mind. Now, how you do that is by listening and paying attention. Paying attention to that part of you that maybe generally you suppressed or just avoided dealing with. So we're going to do the exact opposite in this process. We're going to go back to like a five-year-old state. We're going to trust all the information that pops up. And so as we trust all the information that pops up, you're going to go on a journey and I'm going to get you to rise out of your body and float back to the root cause of the event. As you float back to the root cause of the event, I'm just going to get you to notice it. And as you notice it, you may see a picture, you may hear a sound, or it may be a feeling. In fact, the content is not important. What is important is just releasing the decision. So if you don't have a detailed representation, or it looks a bit fuzzy, or it looks a bit defocused, or you can't exactly get the feeling, or whatever it is, just trust that the process is working for you. Just let go of the judgment. Let go of the conscious mind analyzation. This is an unconscious process. You can't change these consciously. In fact, to change it consciously requires a huge amount of force. So we're going to do the exact opposite. Instead of forcing this, we're just going to let go, relax, and just trust the information that comes up. So you're going to go back to the root cause of the event. Then I'm going to get you to float down inside the event. And so you're looking through your own eye. And there's two important things. The first thing that I'm going to get you to do is notice any emotions that are present in the body. And as you notice those emotions, I'm then going to get you to rewind or fast forward the event until you get to the exact position. Once you get to the exact position, I'm then going to get you to float out of the event. So imagine you're like in a hot air balloon and you're floating up really, really high. If you've ever been in a jumbo jet, you look out the window and you look down and you notice how small all the houses are, all the people are. It's the exact same process. So you're going to float up to what's called the learning position. And as you can imagine, what you're going to do in the learning position is learn. Now, the learnings that you get, the key here is to get positive learnings and preserve these positive learnings at the unconscious level. So as you look down from a different position, you're going to gather all these new learnings, and all these new learnings are going to create a new meaning for this event. And by the way, all change is a change in meaning. So what we're going to do is we're going to change the meaning of this event. You're going to look at this event differently. An example of this would be, if a person's had an accident, there's four people in each corner, and they're both observing. Each person has a different representation of what happened. One person says the car's green, the other person says it's blue. And so that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to rise up into the learning state, looking down from a distance, observing, and gathering all the new learnings. Now, a key to this is that all the learnings need to be positive. The learnings need to be about yourself, not other people. And the learnings need to be based on future progression. So based on your future, not based on the past. So again, the learnings need to be about yourself, not other people. The learnings need to be about your future and not your past. So as you gather all the new learnings, creating a new meaning to this event, we're then going to take you back 1 hour before the event. So you're going to float back down and you're going to position yourself 1 hour before the event even happened, before any of the associations or connections were made. And as you're 1 hour before the event, you're going to release this decision. And as you release this decision, you're going to need to really get committed. Really get committed as you release this decision. As you release it from your neurology, you're then going to come up with a new decision. Often the polar opposite. What is a new decision that is going to take your life to the next level? As you come up with that new decision, we're going to splash this decision throughout your future timeline. As you come up with this new decision, we're going to splash this new decision throughout your future. And we're going to rewrite history. And so as you're at the release position, then we're going to go back down into the event. We relive the event with this new decision. We're going to relive this event with this new decision. We're going to recondition all the learnings while in the event. Then I'm going to get you to float up and then come back to now. Sounds simple, doesn't it? And it is a very, very simple process. In fact, by the end of this process, you're going to be quite surprised at how simple it is to release limiting decisions and belief systems. And my hope is that you utilize this process to work on any limiting decisions or belief systems that pop up throughout your life. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get started with the process. So I'd like you to find a place where you can really relax. If you've got a mobile phone, I'll get you to turn your mobile phone off. So whatever you need to do to organize yourself to not be distracted for the next 20 to 30 minutes, please do that now. So I'd like you to sit back, relax, as we now go through the process. And as you relax, I'd like you to just let go. Let go of all the stresses of the day. As you take a deep breath in and out. Letting go of all the tension from the day. And I'd like you to now bring into your consciousness the limiting decision or the belief system that you'd like to release. And as you bring that limiting decision or belief system into your consciousness, I'd like you to get connected to the feelings. What does this limiting decision or belief system feel like? What is the location? What is the location in your body? What part of your body can you feel this limiting decision or belief system in? And as you get connected to this limiting decision or belief system, I'd like you to find that commitment inside of you. What is going to have you release this decision? What is going to have you get really, really committed? I'd like you to think for just a second. What has holding on to this belief system cost you up to this point? How has it held you back? What will be the cost long term if you don't release this decision now? Make the decision now that this limiting decision is gone. Is gone from your life at this point. As you get committed, we're now going to go on a journey. As you get connected back to that decision, that limiting decision, notice a part of your body, the location of your body that that limiting decision or belief system resides in. And now I'd like you to light up the neural networks internally, just like you'd light up a Christmas tree. And now I'd like you to ask your unconscious mind to take you back to the root cause of this decision, the first event which, when disconnected, will release the decision and the problem forever. So I'd like you to just imagine floating up and using your unconscious mind as your time machine, as you float back into the past, to the root cause of this decision, the first event. And as you float back into the past, just notice the root cause of this decision. Notice the event. As you're rolling back into the past, noticing the root cause of this decision. And remembering, it doesn't matter about the content. The content doesn't matter. It may just be a feeling, an inkling, and remembering, trust your unconscious mind, trusting the information as it just bubbles up. That's it, just letting go and trusting your unconscious mind as it takes you back to the root cause of the limiting decision. And as you go back to the root cause, I'd like you to now float down inside the event, the first event where you first made that decision. As you float down inside the event, I'd like you to relive the event, looking through your own eyes, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, and notice the feelings. Now, noticing the feelings, getting connected to the feelings, getting connected to the emotion. And next, what I'd like you to do is rewind or fast forward the event until you get to the exact point at where you made the decision. Imagine it's like a DVD player. You can fast forward the event or you can rewind the event until you get to the exact point at where you made the decision. That's it. As you now get to the exact point at where you made the decision, I'd like you to now rise up. And imagine you're in a hot air balloon as you rise up really, really high. And now we're rising up to the learning position. Now you know what you do at the learning position. That's right. It's time to get the learnings. As you look down at this event so high, if you've ever been on a jumbo jet and you look out the window, you're so high up. And that's exactly what's happening at the moment. You're so high up as you're looking down at the event from a different position. And it's time to preserve the positive learnings. As you look at this event with different eyes, with all your resources, with all your intelligence, as you look at this event, notice all the positive learnings that are now bubbling up into your consciousness. What are the new learnings? What are the new decisions that you're now making as you look at this event? You may even laugh to yourself that you actually made that decision. It may seem ridiculous to you now that you made that old decision as you look down from a distance, allowing all the new positive learnings as you preserve all the new learnings at the unconscious level Your unconscious mind can organize and preserve these learnings for your future, and they'll be there now. And next, I'd like you to look out and over to your future. And you may notice the color of this learning that's bubbling up. You may notice some sounds of these learnings, some pictures. And I'd like you to take the color and the sounds and the pictures and the feelings and splash them out along your future timeline. Splash them along your future. And you may notice some things starting to shift and reorganize. As you gather any new learnings, any new realizations, and splashing them out over your future, splashing the colors, splashing the feelings, the sounds, any pictures of these new learnings along your future. Next, I'd like you to float back down to the event. And as you float back down to the event, I'd like you to go back into the past at least 1 hour before the event occurred. Making sure as you go back previously, 1 hour or before any of the connections or associations were made, as you go back 1 hour previous to the event, you are now in the release position as you look towards your future. Release any of the old emotions, any of the old decisions. And I'd like you to decide now, what is the new decision, the new empowering decision that you're making at this point? What is the new decision that you're making now? And you may notice all the feelings are starting to shift. As you release the emotion, as you release the decision, as the new decisions are now integrating at the unconscious level. Now. Next, I'd like you to float over to the event and drop down inside the event, armed with all the new learnings, with the new decisions. As you relive the event, looking through your own eyes, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, and feeling the emotions. Now with the new decisions, the new learnings, notice how the whole situation is changing, how there is a new meaning. And you may notice some new opportunities that may not have been present previously. Next, I'd like you to float up and out of the event. And now rising up really, really high again. Rising up really, really high. And now gathering any new learnings, any new realizations. That's it. Gather any new learnings, any new realizations. Allowing your unconscious mind to organize and preserve all the learnings. And organizing them so they'll be there in the future at will. Integrating at the unconscious level right now. You may feel the connections, the new connections being made internally. And if you don't notice this consciously, it may be because your unconscious now is organizing and preserving all the learnings. So all the resources will be there at present time, now. Now I'd like you to float back down to the event. So you're directly above the event. And next, what I'd like you to do is come back to now. As you're floating back to now, stopping at any events that were after that original event where that decision was present. And dropping down into the event, applying all the new learnings with the new decision, with the new realizations. Rewriting your future, that's it. And now coming back to now. As you come back to now, I'd like you to stop above now. And you may notice yourself. Next, what I'd like you to do is float out into your future. Float out 6 months into the future. Imagine an event. If it were to happen, you would have normally participated in the old limiting decision. As you drop down into that event, live that event. See what you need to see, hear what you need to hear, and feel any of the emotions. And notice how you're behaving. You may notice that you're doing something different. Based on your new learnings, your new decisions. Next, I'd like you to float out of that event. Now go out 12 months in the future and imagine a situation 12 months in the future where if it were to happen, you would have normally participated in the old limiting decision and belief system. As you drop down into this event, look through your own eyes, see what you need to see, hear what you need to hear, and feel any of the emotions, any of the new emotions. Notice how you're behaving. Notice what's different. And you also may notice that your results are now starting to compound over the last 12 months. And you may feel a little bit excited that the shifts have automatically been made. And the great thing is that you haven't had to do this consciously. It's happened unconsciously. Now I'd like you to go 5 years in the future and notice how all the learnings and results have compounded 5 years in the future. And imagine an event 5 years in the future that if it were to happen previously, you would have normally participated in that old limiting decision. As you go down into this event, look through your own eyes, see what you need to see, hear what you need to hear, and feel any of the emotions. And notice how you're behaving different. What are the results that you're getting now in your life? And notice how your results have compounded based on all the learnings and all the experiences. And how congruent this new decision is. In fact, it's not just a decision now, it's a congruent belief system. And your life has totally shifted. Next, I'd like you to float out of this event and come back. Come back to the now position. And as you come back to now, you may notice yourself sitting here. As you look down at yourself, you may be looking at yourself with different eyes now. You may see ultimate potential, a huge amount of opportunity. As you look at yourself with different eyes, I'd like you to feel grateful. Grateful for the opportunities that you have. Grateful for your existence. Next, I'd like you to float down in your body and come back to now. Becoming fully awake, fully present, sitting up in your seat, wiggling your fingertips and toes. I want to congratulate you for taking the opportunity to work on yourself, to change yourself, to start to tap into your ultimate potential. Now, if you have any other limiting decisions or belief systems that you'd like to work on, go back, redo the process again, and release all those decisions that are holding you back. And notice the results that happen in your life. I wish you every success. Thank you so much for taking the opportunity to work with your future now. Congratulations.